Joe Biden is continuing the mission he elevated during his last year as vice president, trying to find a cure for cancer. Biden told an audience that cancer research is the last bipartisan issue in America.
Biden made that comment Sunday at the South by Southwest conference in Austin, Texas, as he challenged innovators and tech industry experts to turn their talents to fighting cancer. He pointed out how easy website and apps have made it to cash checks or to buy movie tickets by swiping a finger across a smartphone. Biden then asked why cancer patients like his late son, Beau, couldn't one day send test results from one hospital to another using the same technology. Former Delaware Attorney General Beau Biden died of a brain tumor in 2015 at age 46.
A rare March snowstorm could dump as much as 2 feet of snow on parts of New York City and New England. A blizzard warning is in effect for the region. Snow and high winds will also affect an area all the way down to Washington, D.C. Winds of up to 60 miles an hour are predicted. Hazardous travel conditions have flights being canceled. USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then U.S. Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
A group of environmental extremists defaced a Trump golf course because they don't like the president. Here's Jason Gambadonia.
A newly released video shows a group of people in dark clothing jumping a fence and making their way onto the fifth green of the Trump National Golf Club in the affluent city of Rancho Palos Verdes, armed with garden tools. The five can be seen quickly getting to work, carving large letters into the grass spelling out, "No more tigers, no more woods." The activists claiming responsibility for the incident say they wanted to bring attention to what they are calling the humanitarian crisis of global warming and animal welfare. Jason Campidonia, Los Angeles.
The annual change to daylight savings time has politicians in Michigan again talking about the two time zones in their state. Here's a story from Chris Barnes.
Currently, Michigan is split with half of the state in the eastern time zone and the other half in central. State Representative Peter Lucido is the sponsor of a bill that would keep Michigan on eastern standard time all year round. And he says of the concept of daylight saving time,
I understand during war times they thought that this would change and save us all a bunch of energy and save us money. And it actually didn't. It actually cost us more because of the darkness that we had to turn the lights out in the house.
Staying on eastern standard time would put Michigan in the same time zone as New York during the winter and the same time zone as Chicago in the summer. I'm Chris Barnes.
For in-depth analysis of today's headlines, visit westernjournalism.com. This is USA Radio News.
And this is Georgine Trinkle, your host from Hot and Hunterdon. And we have our show coming up today. We have some special guests I'll be able to introduce. And we're excited to be here on March 13th. I obviously have to do our things to pay the bills here, so we're going to get started right away. When I'll be back, I'll tell you what I have in store for you today, and I'll be able to introduce our guests here and our topic, which is varied but centers around horses and the connectivity that those animals have to us and our well-being and our healing. So I hope you stay with us for our special show today.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And this is your host, Georgine Trinkle, back here at Hot and Hunterdon. And I know everyone wants to know about the weather. And we have guests in the studio, so I'm going to let you know that we do have a couple rules here. There are not many, but there are a few rules. One, we don't like to use weather that has an S in it. So that means sleet or snow, that is against the rules. So I am not going to use those words, but I will say that it's beautiful out today. It's 34 degrees and it is fair skies, which it feels mild. It is a little colder than the normal temperature this time of year. Tonight, I'm not going to say the S word, but it would be an heavy S word. So we're going to just glance right over that, which means I really can't report on Tuesday's forecast too much because there's a lot of S in it, and the same thing for Tuesday night. So what I will say is that there is a hazardous weather outlook. So what you need to know is that there's a blizzard warning in effect from March 13th. So please tune to your local radio stations, do your preparation. We always like to say to prepare for the worst, and in that, we don't want there to be any type of dangerous situations for our listeners. We have had shows that have covered carbon monoxide poisoning. So if you lose your power and you're operating a generator, make sure your carbon monoxide warning systems are in place. Please look online tonight. Check your major safety factors. Do your list. Make sure you have the bottled water and those type of essential things. Gas your car or fuel your car up this evening if you do have a diesel car, or charge it if you are one of our green listeners, and get that ready to be powered up. So that is everything that I can tell you about the weather without going into the S word. So I appreciate you all being patient. Now, when we come back, we will be able to introduce our special guest today, and we'll get started on our show. So stay with us. We're back in the beautifully renovated Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce building here in Flemington, New Jersey. And as with Hot and Hunterdon shows to keep the tradition going, we always start out with a quote, and our quotes, we try for them to be relevant certainly to our topic. So we're going to do a quote really from an unknown author this week. He knows when you're happy, he knows when you're comfortable, he knows when you're confident, and he always knows when you have carrots. So that is relevant today because we're talking all about horses. So first I'd like to introduce my first guest, and I'll make sure we do a test here, make sure we're working here with the sound.
Okay, great. Let's see, Georgine, is that good?
Yes, perfect. If you could tell everyone your name and, you know, certainly your organizations and the work that you're doing. We have so much to cover. We'll start right with the name.
First off, Georgine, thank you so much for having me. My name for the guests is Dr. Maria Katsimanis. That's how I'm known professionally. I am known primarily as a horse trainer worldwide, a clinician, author. I'm also a faculty member at Robert Wood Johnson Medical School, Rutgers Medical School, I suppose now. And also I have a local business, as in many people in Hunterdon do. My barn is Amwell Ridge Farm, which I have along with a business partner, Jean-Paul Murat, who's a long-time horse trainer. So I'm local, but I'm everywhere, I suppose. And I bring with me a guest, a very, very special person, who's not only a friend, but she's been a supporter and probably can speak a lot about things that maybe from a standpoint of a horse owner might be better than I can. So I want to introduce Helene Highlander, who's with us today as well.
Helene, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Georgine, and thank you, Dr. Maria.
We're looking forward to our show today, and we have so many things we could pick from, Dr. Maria, really just your clinical work we could talk about all day, but you bring such joy to people and are able to bridge the gap sometimes in life when things are difficult through animals. So I was hoping we could talk a little bit about your work with the horses and how you're able to connect people and the animals to benefit those feelings of depression and to be able to really use animals to change our mood and our world, really.
Excellent question. I just have to say, I love the quote that you started with.
Even though we didn't know the author, I do apologize for that, but I couldn't track it down to its source. But
gotta love the carrot part. I think there's another quote that I believe Winston Churchill said something about the outside of a horse is good for the inside of a man, or something along those lines. You know, it's horses, like dogs and cats, are very powerful sentient beings. And nowadays, we don't necessarily need them, and I say that because in some parts of the world, they still do. We don't necessarily need them for the sake of transportation as we have in the past. However, I believe, and I think promoting the idea that in this day and age, we do need horses for something higher than that. It's a higher consciousness opportunity to elevate us through a lot of things that I think life brings along, which is fear, control, depression, sadness. Horses have the ability, when we connect to them in that way, to help us understand things about how we can operate differently and walk differently in this world. I think that they are sentient teachers, if we allow ourselves to be. And being that we are connected to them, through them, for centuries, we have kind of an archetypal relationship with them that transcends time. And we've lost that in a way in the last century, really, because we have now cars and airplanes. But they do connect us to something very primitive. Things like our inner voice, well, you could call it instinct, you could call it the Holy Spirit, you could call it the divine calling, whatever it is for each person. I think they allow us to connect to it. The fact that they're also larger animals, different than, say, a dog or a cat, they are a large animal, and for some of us where we've had some introduction to them, but not necessarily a familiarity to them, and yet our DNA calls for something. We kind of gravitate towards the horses, and most of us do, but not necessarily know how to relate to them. They also induce a lot of fear for people. On one hand, we want a connection, we want to be with them, but then we're also scared of them. So what they do is they evoke parallels, parallels that we experience in our day-to-day life when we relate to a horse. But the opportunity with the horse is that you can rise to the occasion. There are some qualities, I believe, that help us elevate us as human beings. Qualities like bravery, courage, relationships, how to be loyal, things like that. Now, I'm for the most part, my 9-to-5 job is more of a horse trainer. So I have my barn, a full training barn, which means people pay me to help educate their horses in riding-wise, up the levels. We have horses that come that have rehabilitation issues, or we have horses that haven't ever been started before under saddle. But even in that setting, being able to honor and walk through that process, honoring the horse, listening to them, there's a certain dignity then in that process. Horses, in addition to being ridden, so there's the riding part that we get from, there's a unique experience about being on an animal, building a trust with an animal, feeling, having faith in an animal that can take off any second, you know, putting that faith in something like that about riding them. But there's something altogether that people can experience just by being with them on the ground that I think can cultivate a lot of qualities towards faith, trust, love, the antithesis of fear, bracing, depression, and stress.
And when we come back, we're going to be able to talk to Helene about her experiences working with horses and being introduced to them through your work, Dr. Maria. So we do have some great firsthand experience to be able to understand how this can really impact our lives here. We do have to pay the bills, so we're going to do a commercial break, but we will be back here in the studio at Hot and Hunterdon. Stay with us.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on-site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
We have so much to talk about in the studio here. We are running through our commercial time so quickly, so I do apologize for that second delay there. But I'm in the studio with Dr. Maria and with a guest that she brought along, Helen, and we're just going to be talking about, as an adult, how you were able... Are you named after the god, Helene? Is it
no,
Helen?
My mother had an interest. I'm Helene Fay, after Alice Fay.
Okay, very good. So we're getting it all straight here in the studio. She, our goddess guest here, is able to tell us how she was able to connect with Dr. Maria to horses as an adult. Many people in this area in Hunterdon County see the beauty of the horse farm and see how that is able to allow us to preserve land and to keep land without lots of buildings and houses and developments, but they may not understand the emotional ability that the horse farms have to people, to healing and to connectivity. So there are people around today that maybe are experiencing a trauma in their life, that have a lot of fear, that are not, their normal coping skills are not working enough for them to get through the day. And I believe Dr. Maria shared a little bit that you had an extraordinary experience and the horses were able to help you heal. Would you be able to share that?
Sure. In 2003, and I got into horses probably in 1985 as an adult, and I learned, you know, about riding under saddle. I never understood groundwork or any of that. So I was, you know, doing dressage and trail riding. And then 2003 comes along, and I'm diagnosed with not one but two cancers, colon cancer and breast cancer at the same time. I met Maria, and I was it was very traumatic. And my horses, I had two at the time, were just so healing for me. I would just go out and smell them, and I think if you're a horse person, you would understand that. If you're not, then I hope you could understand that. And I'd be in my some work outfits and going out there in the mucking and just smelling them because they were just so healing to my soul. By the time I met Maria in probably 2005, I was feeling debilitated from the cancers, and it was really hard for me at the time. Again, I was having a horse that was going through trauma. I had to put her down. I got another horse who another friend rescued. She was, her name was Malibu Barbie, and that's how I came to know Maria. Maria used to come after work, and Malibu Barbie was 17 two hands, and she was a Clydesdale mix, and Maria would come and help. I couldn't even lift her feet because her feet were like plates, and Maria would come after work and support me and groom her and help me. And she started teaching me about interacting on the ground, of leading, of in hand work, and I was a trail queen. You know, I didn't want to do this. And then the first time, and several years later, Malibu had to go back to where she was going. Now she's in Rainbow, over the Rainbow Bridge. A lot of them are. So the next horse we had was Cassie, and the first time I was doing groundwork with her, I said to Maria, I don't even want to ride. I want to just connect with her. And what Maria taught me was connecting, being in the present. If I wasn't in the present, if I had something on my heart, if something else, I had to just totally be a blank slate and come to her, not with expecting anything. And it took about 3 years on and off, and I would just stand by her stall sometimes, and she would walk over to me. I would be by the fence, and she would come over to me in the pasture. And those were such breakthroughs that, because she was shut down at some times, she just was. Some horses come to us in different stages of their life. And a lot of times Maria has helped so many horses that might have been abused, but that just are not understood. And what Maria taught me was to step back and to really, she sees the whole animal. She sees the animal, how it can be after training. And I have goosebumps because I don't want to start crying, but Maria has given me back a life. She really did. I was an adult when I came to horses, and she restored a lot of different things for me emotionally. And the first time I got on a horse with Maria, when I was under training, she took away the reins because I was pulling. I didn't even know I was pulling on her mouth. And that's just so important. So thank you for letting me share that.
Sure, of course, Helene Faye, that was great to hear that. And I was wondering, Dr. Maria, if when she was talking about her experiences understanding and observing patience for the horse and seeing how difficult those things are for the horse, and then that gratitude when the horse learns those things, those traits, how does that connect us to be more present and to want those things?
Well, the big part of it, Georgine, is that with horses, they're like a huge biofeedback. So in other words, they see the real you. You cannot lie. So if you're really, really depressed that day, or you're really angry and you're trying to accomplish something with them and they run away, your energy, whatever you're emitting, they'll give you immediate feedback. So because of that, that's a blessing. That's why it's so important to be able there to be present with them, because they're giving you valuable information about where you are that day. And the reality of that, the generalization to that is we think that we're trying to disguise ourselves from each other, human to human, but we're not. We can see each other very clearly, just as the horse does. And we think we can hide from our pain for others. We think that we can lie to ourselves, we can drink ourselves to oblivion, thinking that that's going to solve everything. But the truth of it is, as the horse sees us, other people see us. So for me, the horse giving that feedback to a person, in other words, the example that Helene shared was how she was not even mindful at the moment that she was even pulling. I had to take the reins away. Because people, when they get scared and when they're in fear, they don't even realize that they're pushing and that they're pulling. And that's not just with horses. That's with each other. So you have relationships where there's a lot of pushing and pulling, manipulation. Why? Because we're in fear. We want to control. We feel out of control. We feel depressed. So the great beauty of being around animals for me with horses and seeing and observing people interact with them is that they're telling me everything I need to know about the person. I might have seen it looking at them, but it's just only validated when I see them interact with the horse.
And that is what your message is, that these things that we think we're hiding, the heartbreak or the trauma or the fear, we're not hiding it.
No, not at all. And in fact, you know, I teach a course as an elective for the medical school. In fact, we have one coming up for the spring elective, teaching medical students bedside manners. I pioneered the course along with Dr. Anthony Tobia of the Department of Psychiatry. And so we have this course that we are now running with Christiana Capra's organization, Spring Rains of Hope and Spring Rains of Life, over in Hillsboro. But in that course, one of the key components that we include and teach to our medical students is something called avoiding false confidence. So in other words, here's a medical student who has a very, very highly intelligent human being, but yet who's going to be confronted with really novel situations, things that she and he cannot find in a textbook. So what do you do? There's a gap between what you know in your head and what you're hit with, the reality. So you have to go where your heart is. That's the middle ground point, right?
And as you were saying in your example, when you were observing the horse, eventually being patient or working with the horse on the ground, you get to realize a little bit of yourself, how you want to have those qualities and how you're rewarded when you are patient and when you're accepting and when you give up your sense of control and lighten up your load on the reins and how responsive the horse can be to those kind of things. Is that right?
That's right. And I just want to also share that the first New Jersey Ride for the Cure for breast cancer, Maria trained myself and Cassie for. And I was terrified. I mean, I was. Because I didn't know how Cassie would be, and I just didn't know anything. So Maria trained
us. And Cassie's the horse,
yes,
right?
Yes, I'm sorry, Cassie. And Cassie was about 18 at the time, and I didn't know how she'd be. So she trained me. We get there. There's like bicycles around and motorcycles around, and Cassie just stood. And I think I attribute that to Maria and Maria helping me watch her, be present with her, not to get excited with her. It was a 10-mile ride, and it was muddy, and these people are racing by us. And she actually let me bend over to a hay bale and get some treats for her and another horse. And it was a very special, special time. Because at this time we didn't know that she was going to be fading. Some things happened to her during that year after she became not well, but I didn't know that was going to happen. So I was just in the moment with her. It was a beautiful day in October. I can remember this in 2011, and I was smiling from ear to ear when I came back because have Maria helped me be present, be just the groundwork I had with her, and just be connected to her.
Thank you so much for sharing all of that. I always say radio time is the fastest time. We're halfway through our program, and the one thing you will learn about me in the studio, we don't have rules, but we stay to the schedule, so I have to do the news break. We'll be back to talk more with Dr. Maria and her special guests and experiences and learn more about what we can learn from horses and what they learned from us. I hope that you'll be able to stay with us.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
When I heard about what happened to President Trump, or what he alleged happened, to me, it seemed plausible because it happened to me.
Democratic Congressman Dennis Kucinich appearing on Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphries on USA Radio. He said the actions taken by the Obama administration to wiretap his phone while he was a congressman was illegal.
My conversation was intercepted, and that's illegal. It's a violation of separation of powers. Members of Congress have the right under the Constitution to gather information, and the administration had no right to go after my phone.
The White House slamming Democrats for trying to create a fake news scandal involving the resignation of U.S. attorneys, saying presidents always ask U.S. attorneys to resign when they take office.
This is a standard operating procedure for a new administration around this time to ask for the resignation of all the U.S. attorneys.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I just got to town, and I need a presentation printed for a big meeting tomorrow.
Well, Staples has everything you need to print, scan, and fax.
Great. Oh, just got a text. The home office made changes to the presentation.
No problem. You can access your files from a USB, email, or the cloud.
And the meeting isn't tomorrow. Now it's today.
Our machines are self-service, so there's no waiting.
And it's not here. Now it's in Ebensburg.
I hear it's lovely this time of year.
Print, scan, fax, and copy at Staples, your office away from home.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Housing values nationwide have risen by more than 6% year over year. Quicken Loans has smart ways to help you take advantage of your home's rising equity. In fact, you could take cash out to consolidate debt. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
If you think anti-Semitism in the United States is on the rise, you are not alone.
A Quinnipiac survey finds 70% of American voters say they see it as a very serious or somewhat serious problem in the United States, and that's up 49% in just about the past month. Democrats were a bit more likely than Republicans to say they view anti-Semitism as a serious problem. That poll was conducted of 1,300 voters nationwide. I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump has announced his first meeting with German Chancellor Angela Merkel is being pushed back. Here's White House spokesman Sean Spicer.
The president spoke to the Chancellor of Germany. They agreed, due to the current weather, that the meeting should be postponed.
And while weather may be bad on the East Coast, it's not expected to stop President Trump's visit to the Motor City Wednesday. He's going to talk about manufacturing jobs and auto emissions with Detroit car makers. The Trump administration wants to loosen fuel economy standards that were strengthened during the Obama years. USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Officials in California have reopened a beach that was closed because of Mexico's illegal dumping of sewage. Here's the story.
The Department of Environmental Health lifted a beach closure for Imperial Beach over the weekend. Officials shut it down after around 200 million gallons of raw sewage spilled from Mexico into the Tijuana River. The spill made the river and a major part of the coastline unsafe, but the water quality now meets standards set by the United States. There is still a major section of coastline closed near the border, but experts plan to be out there this week to test the water. Jason Campidonia, San Diego.
Another possible vote for Scottish independence? It looks likely.
Nicola Sturgeon says the Scottish people should be able to decide again on independence.
It is important that Scotland is able to exercise the right to choose our own future at a time when the options are clearer than they are now, but before it is too late.
Scotland voted by a wide margin to stay in the EU in last year's poll. Scotland also voted against becoming independent in a referendum in 2014. The government in London would have to approve her request for a fresh referendum. Ollie Barrett, London.
A former Penn State athletic director pleading guilty for his role in the Jerry Sandusky scandal. Tim Curley entered a guilty plea in Harrisburg court today. Curley pled to a charge of misdemeanor child endangerment. Former Penn State Vice President Gary Schultz also pleaded guilty to a similar charge. USA Radio News.
know a girl, she puts the color inside of my world.
We're back in the studio at Hot and Hunterdon. Our radio time going so quickly as usual, but we have such a great topic and such wonderful guests to share with us about emotions and horses and spirituality and training and how we can learn from the horse. Unfortunately, in today's society, things have changed so much. Horses are no longer our mode of transportation, and people see from the websites and social media small things about horses. Maybe a movie that became popular regarding a Kentucky Derby winner, or certainly the Super Bowl commercials for particular brands of beer. Everyone got to realize what a Clydesdale horse actually looks like, but they may not know the connection to the spiritual realm of the horse and the history that goes back for centuries. Perhaps you could talk about that a little bit, Dr. Maria.
Sure, Georgine. So the horses, we've built civilizations on their backs. They're still now in a position where they're still helping us. There's a reciprocal relationship we have. They help us, we help them. And the way they help us, I think, the most is they teach us some very key lessons, even when they're not seemingly doing anything. So, for example, if you sit in a stall, for those that don't know what a stall is, generally speaking, in a barn, there's a sliding, you know, there's an area that's designated where the horse would rest. There's shavings, there's food, there's water buckets in there. It's that little space. But if you go into their room, for example, and just sit there with them, just watching them breathe, pace their breathing, that naturally creates a sense of calmness for us. The other piece of it is we have a lot more in common with them than we do not. They're mammals like us, except that they have a heart obviously 5 times larger than ours, generally speaking. And we as mammals create an electrical impulse from our hearts, and sinus atrial node is where it begins. And we are electricity, we are energy. And because we are energy, and they are energy, their energy being that it's 5 times stronger than ours, emits what they call a sphere. A torus is what it's called. It's a sphere that's theirs is 5 times larger than ours. So if you imagine two beings with spheres around them, theirs is larger. And when it overlaps with ours, it creates a sense of wellness for us. So if you come to the horse and you're sad, if you come to the horse and you're anxious, and they are in their place of rest and relaxed, their relaxed state, their heart pattern being more relaxed, their sphere will overlap with yours, and all of a sudden you'll feel a sense of wellness. And the same thing, if we are really, really anxious and our sphere overlaps with theirs, they'll pick up on those biorhythms, those biomarkers, elevations in heart rate, and for example, that will indicate that there's stress and you impact them. But the beauty of the horse is that they've been our partners for centuries, and the tales, the stories around the loyalty, the battles won, the bravery on the back of a horse have been, those are the things that keep us going with our horse. It's that relationship, it's that bond. We were just the other day having a barn party and was hosted by a student, and we were watching the Black Stallion, Frank Ford Coppola's Black Stallion, and all of us, even non-horse people, yearn for that feeling of having this, without communication verbally, this feeling of just connected to something so deeply that you have a deep understanding and an unconditional regard for each other. And I think for me, people that are really great with horses, I think cultivate those qualities within themselves, not just with their horses, but outside of their horses. So like compassion, a general regard for human beings, even if that person is not as communicative with human beings, you get a sense of wellness when you're near them. I've worked with a lot of great horsemen. I've been fortunate in my life. And they all have that quality that they may not say a lot, but you feel that when they walk in the room, that they are a compassionate person, they're fair, that they are very present to what's going on in that moment with the horse or with you, and that they're kind. There's a sense of kindness that transcends and generalizes not just to the horse, but to the things around them. They're gentle with the earth. I think we've lost that. you know, what people want to rush. We want to get into fear. I mean, here's an animal that we can very easily dominate if we want to. We can put ropes on it. We can tie it down. We can have control. All these are the, you know, the human impositions. And the more we remove ourselves from that, the more easy it becomes, actually. People ask me all the time, because I get very difficult animals, other trainers will ask me, well, did you use, you know, this the gadget, or did you use that, or how did you get him to do this? And I said, actually, it's much easier than that. I just asked him what I wanted. You know, it's amazing how far removed we can be from things like just asking something, being direct about what you want. But we have all these fears around that. Being clear about what you want. Oh my God, God forbid we do that. Having clarity of intention. What would happen? You know, horses open up an opportunity for people to be their greatest version of themselves. Because you have to step into fear. You have to step into confronting your own need and wish to pull and push, which is how we operate every day. But the more, and compassion. Compassion to something that doesn't speak your language necessarily. And finding the language of energy as your common dialogue, the language of love and compassion.
And sometimes those things, we are so lost to finding those things, to understanding that we are acting out of fear, or we're coming from a place of fear. So the people that should connect with you are individuals who have horses and would like to train them. And if there are people that want to explore this connectivity with horses and spend time with horses but don't own a horse, is that also a service that you provide?
Yes, we do. But mostly through two nonprofits that I'm associated with. So, for example, for us right now, I started a nonprofit with the support of really, really wonderful people. And it's housed and operating out of my home base in Ringo's here in Hunterdon County. And we also have, there's an organization that I have been a consultant for. I started the LLC part of it, but the nonprofit part of it is called Spring Rains of Life. And there are volunteers needed all the time. And so Spring Rains of Life, as in spring rains, the rains of a horse of life, is right now the founder is Christiana Capra, and she's always looking for volunteers. And sometimes people that don't have experience with horses, especially in our organization, the Pegasus Foundation that we have in where we do more kind of active rehabilitation of horses, even if people are not horse savvy, there's always room for someone. There's always talents. And sometimes the process of just being in our barn and being part of the community starts to connect people to where they need to go. So we've had people come in that, actually, now that you mention it, Georgine, I have a horseless clinic, why don't I think of it, coming up May 6th, and that's open to the public. So people that are not connected to the horse but are kind of wondering about these things, like maybe they're struggling with their jobs. I'm not sure if, you know, we get all wrapped up in right now the politics and the world events, and there's so much fear and so much uncertainty about what's happening and what the next step is. And sometimes I've been seeing people staying, for example, jobs that they should be really removing themselves from, or relationships that they've learned a lesson from, but they're not sure how to kind of evolve out of that. And oftentimes the horse is a great place to start to center yourself. And in that relationship, you can find the still inner voice that's in your head that can guide you to what the next step might be.
Now, Jean would be very upset if I didn't give out your website, so I'm going to do that now, and then we're going to take commercials, and then we'll be back. You can learn about all these things as well as have access to some of Dr. Maria's very prolific writing on this topic at www.mariakatsam.com. Those links, along with information about the clinic, I'm certain will be shared and on the Hot and Hunterdon Facebook page. But please stay with us. We still have a little bit of time left in the studio, but we have to pay the bills. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, and this is our broadcast today at Hot and Hunterdon.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provide sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
We're having way too much in the studio and sharing such great information and connection, how we can look at something such as connecting to the horses and just being aware in our own worlds and lives. I had no idea about the need to rescue horses until someone who worked for me was able to share about the need and how she volunteers. And actually, she just constructed a barn on her property so she can rescue some horses. People, I think, forget that just like in other parts of the world, you know, here we have horses that need rescuing in our own backyard. And the work that you do is wonderful, both on the clinical side and then being able to support individuals through your training and the horse training as an individual. We were able to get some of those experiences firsthand. And I think that really the fear in the world today, people using fear to hold people back, and I think it's difficult to make a change so that you can feel happy again. Sometimes we forget that we're unhappy. We're reacting, we're living. I feel that you can tell that when you're working with someone, and the horse can tell that. And that's really the gateway to your work, isn't it?
That's right, Georgine. And I'm so you said that so brilliantly, too, because the saddest thing for me to see is people holding themselves back. I mean, I walk through that door, and I've never looked back. And I think that I do believe we're all here for a purpose and to shine our light in the world. And the more we connect to that, the more we are a gift to people around us. And the horses, I think, are, for me, a mediums to help facilitate that. And in a very accelerated way, by the way. So, you know, there's nothing like being in the company of a 1,000-pound animal to make you, you know, pull your act together very, very quickly. So the qualities, and you know, what happens, what I've seen happen with people is that here you are with horses, being brave, being committed, being loyal, connecting to other people in the equi family, in the community. And then, you know, how can you then go back, for example, into a job where you're passionless? And how can you go back to a relationship where you're being abused? And so something arises in psychology. We call it a cognitive dissonance, which is a social phenomenon discovered by Festinger. And where, for example, there's a discrepancy between how you're operating in two different ways. And what happens to the brain is that there's need to be a reconciliation. So here you are in one setting being brave, clear, your intentions are of compassion, and then you go into another environment. And that alone, see, that's what I tell people. You don't sometimes have to do anything. Just start doing the things that you love. Show up. Show up, do the things that you love. So if it's with horses, just show up. Even if you're scared, just come. Just do what you feel comfortable with. And what ends up happening is, the more you're in that space, it's harder to then walk into the other space and be this angry, scared person. And those qualities will, like osmosis, kind of drive you to reconcile the difference. And that can be a shifting in your job. And it doesn't have to be, people are scared of change because they're petrified that it's going to be this kind of, it doesn't have to be where it alters everything. It could be life-shattering. It could be gradual. And that's what the beauty with horses is, just show up. Just show up. I know you're scared. I know that everybody wants to run the other way. The horse is like rearing. And but just show up and come and just be there. Just see it, feel it, and it's amazing then what starts to happen. People start to connect to other things about themselves, and yes.
And is that clarity of intent, that you intend that you're not going to be unhappy anymore, you intend to be happy, those simple affirmations, working with the horses and being present, are those the things that get us past the fear?
Yes. I think the more you put your space, you know, the opposite of fear is love. That's it. In my book, I talk about that. I co-authored it with Dominique Barbier, and we go into a, you know, at the core of it, what drives us. And it's as simple as, if you want to avoid fear, put yourself in a place of love. So what does that mean? You're petrified of something. Well, then just stay there and focus on something. Gratitude, for example. It's another thing that will help us avoid fear, right? Because fear, you know, and I'm drawing this from pop psychology, the acronym for fear is false evidence appearing real. So, yeah, and people come to me with horses and they have all these, you know, we call it neurotic feelings and understandings that have been passed down through their families. You know, the way we operate under stress is learned. And with horses is an opportunity to learn a different way. Nobody told you the good news that you don't have to be tense in embracing against the possibility of something happening. You don't have to worry about it yet. But you can have a plan. So what happens with horses is, just by showing up, you're confronted with all these feelings and sensations, and you learn to be just mindful of them, let them kind of flow through you, and just be present and not run. You know, because the horse is such a great role model. Every poor of them wants to run. They're a flight or fight animal. They're a flight animal for the most. They have the largest amygdala of any mammal. Imagine. It's like sitting on a deer times 10. Can you imagine crossing them? Like, this animal is wired, when it's in fear, to run. And yet, part of the training that I do, for example, as a horse trainer in that capacity, is to teach them, an animal that has the largest amygdala of all the mammals, to be able to sit and not run, and let us sit on their back. And when, you know, think of police horses, when they bombard them with stimuli that otherwise a horse would be running in terror from, and yet these animals, even these animals, learn how to stay with us.
And perhaps that's because the size of the horse's heart. And I want to mention that the book that you co-authored, The Alchemy of Lightness, that you were discussing, is available at Barnes & Noble, and I'm hoping we can, and Amazon also, and I'm hoping we can put some links on our social media sites so people can be able to read and learn a little bit more about this connection and how to go past the fear and how easy it is to be present and in the moment through our work with horses. Now, I wondered if we are still involved with the Race for the Cure. No. Is that still something? I don't think most of our listeners have ever even heard of that.
The Ride for the Cure. And yeah, that's still, it's still around. If they go online, they can do, I guess, look up Google Ride for the Cure. But sadly to say, my last horse was in 2012, so now I'm just in a capacity of just wherever Maria needs help with the horses, I just help. And there's one that comes to mind. I love him. He's this red devil, I call him, but he's adorable. And I met him as a 6-month-old, and he still has personality, but Maria goes, go in the stall and groom him. And I was terrified, and I thought, you know what, I need to let go of this. So I went in and was just breathing and looking, and I was grooming him and picking his feet up. That's like grooming his, just, it's a horse, you're just cleaning the horse and being with the horse, and he just let me, and he picked his foot up. He was just like, was with me, and I'm breathing, and I'm talking to him, and I'm petting him, and it was so rewarding, and I go, Maria, thank you.
Well, you know, in life, sometimes there isn't another person that trusts us to that degree that you give up all of your control. Not everyone is able to experience that in real life, and so when you're able to experience it with an animal and you feel what that is, then you want that in your life. So you don't need to commit to making big changes. You just need to be open to experiences. And your free clinic, if you can give information about that again as we wrap up in the next 2 minutes. I told you radio time goes
so fast. I know, it went so fast, Regine. Yes, so we have a horseless clinic, and you can find out information on that through our Facebook to Amul Ridge Farm, and I have a Facebook page called Molecular Equitation. But if you go onto our website, my personal website, mariacatsimonis.com, it's listed there. But it's an invitation to the general public, even horse people, horse owners that don't have, like Helene, her horse right now, they're on greener pastures high in the sky, or people that have never connected to a horse. So it's a workshop that I created about, I said, 2 years ago. And I found that it's just so inspiring. What happens is these are universal truths that you can find in martial arts, in pottery, in dance, in religions and meditation practices that we're drawing from to help people connect very deeply to the horse. But for those people that are not connected to the horse, remember the idea of a centaur, something being one. We all yearn to be one with somebody, something. And for those horseless people that don't necessarily want a horse in their life, it's a great opportunity to find out what that one means. How does it feel? Most importantly, how does it feel? Because feel is what draws in those beautiful things into our life.
And we are just about wrapping up here, and I want to just thank you so much for spending your hour with me, for sharing the information. I know that you're able to impact so many people with your clinical work and your trials and working with the horses and sharing through your writing. But it's wonderful to be able to have a podcast here from our broadcast today and learn how, when we give up fear and when we are present in the moment and when we're open to connecting with each other, we do have a larger community that we can be part of. And I certainly appreciate you both being here with me today and spending time with me and allowing our listeners to learn a little bit more about horses in Hunterdon County, where there are so many horse farms. And now perhaps as they drive through these beautiful rolling hills of Hunterdon County, they may look through their glass windows, which are up because it is still close to the S word that we're not talking about, and they'll understand that it's not just preserving the space, but it's also bringing so much peace and joy and hope to people, because those are the things we have when we give up fear. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Georgine, for having us.
Yes, thank you, Georgine.
And I believe we have a rewind for the next host, Ruth Ann Celebration Hour. I believe she has decided that she has to get out of the S word and have a little fun. So we wish her a great trip. We'll be back next Monday here at Hot and Hunter and talking about another hot topic. Have a great day.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
When I heard about what happened to President Trump, or what he alleged happened, to me, it seemed plausible because it happened to me.
Democratic Congressman Dennis Kucinich appearing on Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphries on USA Radio. He said the actions taken by the Obama administration to wiretap his phone while he was a congressman was illegal.
My conversation was intercepted, and that's illegal. It's a violation of separation of powers. Members of Congress have the right under the Constitution to gather information, and the administration had no right to go after my phone.
The White House slamming Democrats for trying to create a fake news scandal involving the resignation of U.S. attorneys, saying presidents